This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, April 14. Peter again. Our reading comes from John chapter 13. It was just before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The evening meal was in progress, and the devil had already prompted Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." "Then, Lord," Simon Peter replied, "not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Jesus answered, "Those who have had a bath need only to wash their feet. Their whole body is clean. And you are clean, though not every one of you." For he knew who was going to betray him, and that was why he said not everyone was clean. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. "Do you understand what I have done for you?" he asked them. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. Very truly, I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them." Have you ever had your feet washed by someone else? Or have you ever washed someone else's feet? Years ago, I was involved in a program where we trained student leaders. At the end of the training, the adult leaders would wash the feet of the student leaders. I was always uneasy doing this, but it was always meaningful for me and the students. When Jesus knelt down to wash his disciples' feet, I'm sure the room fell silent. This wasn't something that a teacher and master would do, but as he moved from person to person, I'm sure the disciples knew something meaningful was happening. And Peter's response is what all of us would say: "Not my feet, Jesus." But then after Jesus explained that he had to do this, Peter went all in. "Then wash my hands and my head too." Jesus needed Peter and the rest of the disciples to know what it meant to be a servant to others. He needed them to know that no matter what position they held, no matter how important they were still called to be servants to others. The same is true for us. It doesn't matter what position you hold in life or how important you are. What matters is whether or not you will be a servant to others. Are you willing to humble yourself for someone else in the name of Jesus? Pray with me. Humble Lord, humble me in the presence of the people I meet today. Show me whom I need to serve in your name. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.